It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to another transmission of our series, The Light of Knowledge. Alhamdulillah, in today's topic, we will discuss how we should welcome Ramadan, the preparation for Ramadan, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. When a guest comes to our home, how excited do we be? When it really depends on the status of that guest, how much you love that particular person when they come into your house. Now, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we prepare as well. In accordance to that, we make special arrangements, we have a huge istiqbal. Sometimes you have a complete welcoming ceremony for such a person. Now, we are reflecting over this guest of Allah Almighty that will come, inshaAllah, and which will be a means of our complete forgiveness. That guest who has come to pardon us from our sins. That guest that has come as an honored and esteemed guest from the court of Allah Almighty. So how much should the Muslims prepare themselves, their home, their children, their family, for this esteemed guest? InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will be delving into this topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to, inshallah, note down these points, keep them in our mind, as well as making some practical changes within ourselves, within our environment, so that not only do we feel it, but our family members also feel that a special guest is coming, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So we'll start with the virtue of Durood-e Paak. Alhamdulillah, there are numerous benefits of reciting the peace and blessings in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever recites salat upon me one time." How many times? Only one time. Allah Almighty writes the reward of one qirat for him. And one qirat is equal to Mount Uhud. Subhanallah. The size of Mount Uhud in reward for that individual who just recites Durood-e Paak once. My dear viewers, what can we even imagine are the virtues, the excellences, and the amount of blessings and mercies of Allah that descend upon such ummatis, such ushaqani rasul, who spend their days and nights reciting salawat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who recite Durood-e Paak wholeheartedly with full focus, love and attention. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, I would like to now take our kalam that we have at the start of our program, after which we will return and begin our topic today, the preparation for the month of Ramadan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bakare khash hairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Bakare khash hairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Nadaram juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu mawae, nadanam juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu mawae. Khud saazu samanam اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم،
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
شہاب کس نوازی کن، طبیبا چار سازی کن، شہاب کس نوازی کن، طبیبا چارا سازی کن، مریض درد عصیانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، مریض درد عصیانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم منتا سلطانی، اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم منتا سلطانی، دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم
انظر
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
گناہ در جانم آتش زد، قیامت شعلہ می خیزد، گناہ در جانم آتش زد، قیامت شعلہ می خیزد، مدد اے آب حیوانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، مدد اے آب حیوانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد، بہارم را خزاں سوزد، چمر غم نخل جا سوزد، بہارم را خزاں سوزد، نریزد برگ ایمانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، نریزد برگ ایمانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ
پریشان،
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
جو محشر فتنہ انگیزت بلائے بے اماخی زد، جو محشر فتنہ انگیزت بلائے بے اماخی زد، بجویم از تو درمانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، بجویم از تو درمانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پدر را نفرت آید، پسر را وحشت افزاید، پدر را نفرت آید، پسر را وحشت افزاید، تو گیری زیر دامانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، تو گیری زیر دامانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا
پریشانم پریشانم،
دستگیری کن
یا رسول اللہ،
گدائے آمد اے سلطان، با امید کرم نالا، نالا تہی داما مگر دانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، تہی داما مگر دانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
رضایت سائل بے پر گھر، رضایت سائل بے پر توی سلطان، لاتن گھر شہاب ہرے عزی خانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، شہاب ہرے عزی خانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ
پریشان،
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, a very beautiful kalam. Now, my dear viewers, if we just take this title, the preparing for Ramadan, what comes to our mind? If I mention this generally, we think the preparation for Ramadan contains maybe food. So the houses and the, and I would say our main priority at large would be make sure that we have our food ready. But please remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, Ramadan was not given to us as a food festival. Rather, it was given as a month of worship and attaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do before Ramadan, prepare well so that you don't need to go to the shops and the markets to busy or to utilize your time there during Ramadan. So do it beforehand. Get your priorities and your, I would say, necessary items and suffice with them for the month of Ramadan. Thereafter, if I even more expand on the word preparation, so besides the food, we find many businessmen, many shop owners, they are preparing their sales. And this is seen within society for a number of years now, that many people will utilize Ramadan as a marketing scheme, unfortunately, where they will, you know, change up the prices, put on sales, or whatever way. But I would say even then, preparing for Ramadan is not the true Islamic sense. If we are maybe doing sales and thinking that we are doing a kindness to our Muslim brothers and sisters, then that is a good thing. But generally speaking, we are focused more on our businesses, our homes, and our fridges. Whereas the month of Ramadan, when we mean prepare for Ramadan, I want us to change our mentality. That the preparing for Ramadan entails preparing ourselves physically. So try your best to keep optional fasts in preparation for the blessed month of Ramadan, so that physically your body, as well as psychologically your mind, is not too influenced by the fast. Those people who do take medication, or try your best to change the schedule of your medication as appropriate as possible with the guidance of your doctors, etc., between the times of Sehri and Iftari, so that in these coming days you're preparing yourself again physically and psychologically for the arrival of this sacred month, so that this month is not affected by our own health as well. And if I was to further make this clear, I would like to present the hadith mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam addressed the companions on the last day of Sha'ban. In the following words, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered his sermon. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, qad adhallakum shahrun azim. An auspicious month has approached you, a blessed month. Shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahrin. Such a month within which there is such a night that is greater than 1,000 months. Meaning, not talking about the entire month of Ramadan. Look at how beautiful this night is. Just this one night, i.e. Laylatul Qadr, has so much power, so much influence, so much honor and respect in the court of Allah Almighty, that this one night outweighs 1,000 months of worship outside of this night. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Laylatul Qadr. And inshallah, very soon we'll be speaking about this as well. جعل الله صيامه فريضة. Allah Almighty made its fasts an obligation. Allah Almighty has obligated the fast of this very month, i.e. the month of Ramadan. وقيام ليله تطوعا. And standing in its nights is a sunnah. من تقرب فيه بخصلة من الخير. Whosoever performs a single virtuous act during this month, he is like the one. كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سباه. He is like that individual who performed an obligatory act in any other month. So any act of goodness that is performed, it is given, the reward is given in accordance to a person performing a fard action. And whoever fulfills an obligation in this month, كان كمن أدى سبعين فريضة فيما سواه. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this beautiful narration is so we can understand the importance of this. When we prepare for anything, we know its importance before. If someone has a wedding, if someone has a big occasion going on in their life, they prepare accordingly, right? Because they understand its importance. This khutbah delivered by our Prophet ﷺ was for this very purpose, to prepare the Sahaba kiram, the Muslims, in relation to the arrival of the month of Ramadan. So continuing further, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever fulfilled, whoever performed an obligatory action in the month of Ramadan, it will be as if, meaning he will get the reward as if he has performed 70 obligatory actions in any other month. Subhanallah. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ Ramadan, it is the month of patience. وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ And patience, its reward is paradise. وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَاهِ Because he has a round up. This is the month of being charitable to others. This is the month of goodness. مُوَاسَاد وَشَهْرٌ يَزْدَادُ فِيهِ رِزْقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ This is such a month, i.e. the month of Ramadan, in which the sustenance of a believer is increased within this month. Our rizq is increased in this blessed month of Ramadan. مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا Whoever feeds a fasting person in this month, this act of his, of feeding another Muslim with food, a fasting Muslim with food, it will be a cause of forgiveness of his sins. And it will be an action that will lead to freeing his neck from the fire of hell. And this action of his, of feeding a fellow Muslim, this reward that will be given to him, it will not be reduced from the reward of the other person whatsoever. The Sahaba Kiram then said that, O beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of us do not possess that amount. We do not find within us the istita'at, the ability to feed a fasting person, i.e. to satiate him, to completely fill him. Faqal. Now look at the Dariya Rahmat. Look at the river, the ocean of mercy of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Allah Almighty will bestow this reward to that individual or to those individuals who feed a fasting person even one single date or even a sip of water. My dear viewers, a sip of water or a sip, a taste of milk. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the reward of generosity in this month. My dear viewers, this is the month of being generous, the month of Ramadan that is quickly approaching us. So let us prepare now. Set money aside, inshallah, that we will give to those who are in need and benefit people. Giving sadaqah, inshallah, I would like to speak on that a bit later. But do your best to spend on your family as well in the month of Ramadan, for this is like spending in the path of Allah Almighty. And the final words of this very narration in Mishkatul Masabih. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ Ramadan, it is such a month. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ That its beginning, i.e. its first 10 days, are of mercy. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ And its middle days are of forgiveness. وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ And its final days are freedom from the fire of hell. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I wanted to mention this narration here before you so that we can really understand the magnitude of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is no ordinary month. This is that month when there is a caller making a spiritual call in the heavens every night. O you who seeks goodness, pay attention. But he who seeks evil must stay away. I stay away from your evil. And my dear viewers, this is that very month of Ramadan where Allah Almighty forgives millions of Muslims at the time of iftar. Ramadan is a ni'mat of Allah. Ramadan is the mehman. It is the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has come to our home. It is there to comfort us, to remind us that no matter how sinful we are, Allah Almighty's mercy is far greater than any sin that we can commit. So turn back to Allah Almighty. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a very powerful statement that if we really understand its meaning, we would truly value Ramadan. Not only Ramadan, but then our life after Ramadan as well. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if my ummah knew what Ramadan truly is, they would wish that the entire year were Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Think about this, my dear viewers. If we don't even know the reality of Ramadan. This is the point that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us, that what is placed within Ramadan, we as Muslims do not even understand. We cannot even comprehend. Allahu Akbar. But if we were to understand, if we were to realize the value of Ramadan, we would pray, we would wish that it remained throughout the year, not just 1 month. Allahu Akbar. And thereafter, there is a very unique statement of the fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, Shaykh Khuda Mushkil Kushar radiyallahu anhu. He said, if Allah Almighty intended to punish this ummah, i.e. the ummah, the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if Allah intended to punish this ummah, Allah Almighty would not have granted them Ramadan and Suratul Ikhlas. Allahu Akbar. What does this mean? This means that Ramadan will arrive and it comes to grant us forgiveness. It comes to save us from the punishment of Allah. It comes to bring and to enlighten our hearts with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is something that we should truly reflect over. As I've highlighted in the khutbah before, if we think about it, just coming away from the narration and look at it from a worldly perspective. Because there are many people, alhamdulillah, who watch Madani channel, and there will be also those people who do business. And we know in the business field that in any area where there is a particular discount or a scheme at a particular store, what happens is we see people rush towards there. Why? To obtain that particular sale. Now, Ramadan is such a blessed time and opportunity for the Muslims that every normal good deed, I would say optional good deed, every optional good deed attains the reward of a fard. Think about this sale. If only we were to really reflect and ponder over Ramadan like this, the way we think about business, let us really reflect so that we can utilize this example to understand further. A nafal is equated to a fard, i.e. the reward is given as a fard. The fard is multiplied 70 times. This is something that you do not find in any type of business. Nobody is this generous to give such a sale within their business. Allahu Akbar. And not only this, Madhiv Yuzha Madhini channel, there is a very powerful narration in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ. When the month of Ramadan enters, فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. Not only in the dunya, the heavens, the doors and the gates of the skies opened. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ. The gates of the fire of hell are closed, they are locked. وَسُلْسِلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the devils are chained, meaning our greatest enemy, the devil, the one who influences our thoughts and whispers and creates a lot of discord within our family, within our society. That very devil is also chained. And the devils are chained. All of them are chained. A person is only left to battle with his nafs, his baser self, his ego, his temptations. My dear viewers, this is the magnitude of this month, that we are given the support. Not only is the environment within society, the air is different. Subhanallah, the air and the atmosphere, the character of Muslims is even different in this blessed month of Ramadan. But this shows to us how much of a gift Ramadan is. Now, I want you to also understand that the smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person due to hunger, that very smell is more beloved in the court of Allah than the fragrance of musk. That can't even be compared. Look at how much Allah loves the fasting person, how beloved the fasting person is, that it is mentioned in other narrations. Every good action that a person performs for the sake of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will reward this, and then He will multiply that reward for the person, maybe tenfold, maybe 70 times, maybe 700 times. Illa sawm, except for fasts, except for the fasting. Why? Allah Almighty said, for indeed, the fast that is performed, it is done for my sake, and I will give its reward. And according to one other interpretation, a way of reading, أَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ. I am its reward. I am the reward for the fasting person. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, do not really forget how important fasting is within Islam. It is an ancient act of worship that also took place in other divine scriptures and divine books as well and divine laws. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a very beautiful point about Ramadan as well is such that every sajda, every prostration that you perform in the month of Ramadan, 1,500 good deeds are granted to that person. Every sajda, 1,500 good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Think about this. This doesn't happen in any other time. Just for the month of Ramadan. Every prostration that we perform. And also, for every prostration, a narration mentions, a palace of red ruby is built in paradise for the believing person. Now, a question I'd like to really present before us and really reflect over. How unfortunate is that individual who does not utilize Ramadan in worship? That in this month, so many blessings are given to the believing people. You can easily obtain many palaces in paradise if you truly want it. You can be forgiven of all your sins. Mercy can also grace you. But what about those people that in Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, they do not worship Allah Almighty? They are such people who do not fast in Ramadan without any shari'i reason. This is a lesson, a reminder, an admonition for those people who do not fast, my dear viewers, in the month of Ramadan. Because what happens at the time of iftar? Every day of at the time of iftar, millions of sinners are forgiven. Now, let me again pose the question to us. Are we praying at that time to be from amongst those who are forgiven? When the forgiveness is given to millions and billions of people, how unfortunate would it be for that individual that even in those moments, he couldn't have his name written down? So this is something, my dear viewers, I want us to really reflect over. Ramadan is coming. We're not even in Ramadan yet, but this is, inshallah, we're going to inspire us to prepare for Ramadan. Do not just take every day as it comes, but rather prepare in advance. Like I mentioned at the beginning, when it comes to any huge event, any wedding, any big occasion. I say wedding because this is normally the biggest time for a person within their life. How much people prepare months in advance, right? And they have so much planning and Allahu Akbar, you know, sometimes it goes even beyond imagination how much people do just for this one day. For this one day we do this. And that is only for ourselves, for our own pleasure and happiness. But what about for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The month of Ramadan, this is that month that was gifted to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is why we should prepare wholeheartedly, insha'Allah azza wa jal, prepare sincerely with not only rectifying our actions, but also our character, our manner of speech, how we address people, how we speak to people. Because this is that month where we are not only going to encourage one another to perform good deeds. That will most definitely be there and always will be there. I would like to also highlight today, preparing for Ramadan also means protecting yourselves from sins in Ramadan. Today, many people will mention these virtues. We will hear regarding the status of Ramadan and how much reward there is. But we also need to balance it in the mind of every Muslim that we must also protect ourselves from sins as well. Madin Views of Madani Channel, sins in Ramadan is much worse. I just want to give you a bit of an, I want to give you an example just so you can understand. If somebody commits a sin within his home, it is still bad, it is still an evil. And if he commits it in the masjid, if he commits a sin in the masjid, people will deem that even worse. Even though the sin has been committed both ways, but because of the sanctity of the house of Allah, it will most definitely be considered worse. Now think about this, if a person is in Makkatul Mukarrama, the sacred land where one good deed is equivalent to 100,000 and one sin is also 100,000. If a person sins in the haram of Makkatul Mukarrama, how people will also despise that person and they will speak ill of him and they will think bad of him. That why is he committing a sin in the haram of Makkatul Mukarrama? Likewise, my dear viewers, I want us to reflect, committing a sin in the holy months, especially in this sacred month of Ramadan that will approach us. My dear viewers, this is that month where we should be thinking like this, that I cannot commit any sins. And we see this, mashallah, many brothers and sisters, they leave their bad habits. But what happens is they unfortunately don't leave the bad habit, they put it on a pause. And that's very sad. They put the sin on pause. And in honor of Ramadan, which is a good thing, they leave the sin at least for that month. But Islam says, don't be part-time Muslims. Do not be people who will just respect Islam because of Ramadan. Remember, Ramadan also got his respect because of the whole message of Islam. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The messengerships of the prophets and messengers of Allah Almighty. So everything has been honored because of Islam. Ramadan also has a status because of Islam. So don't become those people who only honor Islam in Ramadan, but sincerely become those people who adopt Islam, embody the teachings of Islam throughout their lives. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we look at also the state in this blessed month of Ramadan, we find that people, even though shaitan and the shayateen, the devils are chained, they cannot influence the people in Ramadan. But still, we have our nafs with us, our bad habits. And this is what I wanted to present to you today as well in this particular program. We are talking about the preparation for the month of Ramadan. It also includes preparing for Ramadan. Doesn't just mean the food like we discussed at the beginning and preparing our businesses, etc., for sales and ourselves for good deeds. Another line in this preparation is to remove bad habits from us. We find outside of Ramadan, many people, unfortunately, they cannot leave foul language. Whether that be backbiting, any impermissible speech. This is general to any impermissible speech. Whether that be cursing, I would say lying, backbiting, gossiping, finding faults in other people, spreading rumors, telltaling. There's so much, right? The list goes on. All of these things that come under evil speech, impermissible speech, we need to really correct our bad habits now in the month of Sha'ban, so that when Ramadan comes, we don't have those evil traits. We're not sitting around after Taraweeh or within our homes or within our cousins and circles and friends even, or at different places, and we're sitting and talking and gossiping and speaking ill of people. My dear viewers, Ramadan, remember, comes to cleanse us from head to toe. Everything about us, inwardly as well, our bad habits. So this is why, even though the shayateen are locked, the nafs is still with us. And it's like the famous example I've heard many scholars of Islam give. It's like a person who has a cup of tea. And within that, he wants to put sugar. So he places a spoon in and he circulates the tea and the contents inside the cup. When he does so, he removes the spoon. The influence of shaitan is like the spoon. And the remnant effect of the shaitan is like the continuous swirling of the tea inside the container. And that is us. Because we don't leave our bad habits and we don't rectify our ways before Ramadan comes. And we don't think of it at times as being important. What happens is that we tend to stay as we are. Then during Ramadan, my dear viewers, such sins are being committed. And again, if we don't have a good circle around us, good friends, then they will not remind us and they will not tell us that, you know, this is not a good thing to do. Let alone in Ramadan, my dear viewers. Ramadan has its own huge maqam. Outside of Ramadan, it's still impermissible. It doesn't mean that during Ramadan, it's not allowed. And then gossiping, lying and speaking ill of people, backbiting them, plotting against them is allowed outside of Ramadan. That's absolutely not the case. So when it's the same both ways, then why do we not give it its due respect? So I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to really reflect over our character as well, our habits. And alhamdulillah, there's so much more points to mention, but I'd like to give yourselves a bit of a break, inshallah, and we will take one package now. And thereafter, I will return and continue with this beautiful topic in preparation for Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The Sahabi destined for paradise, Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I do not see you fasting in any month as much as you do in the month of Sha'ban. He said, this is a month between Rajab and Ramadan. People are negligent of it. It is a month in which the deeds are presented to Allah Almighty, and I like that my deeds be taken when I am in the state of fasting. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the action of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was indeed for teaching us, his servants, which is why it was said, this is a month between Rajab and Ramadan. People are negligent of it. Thus, we should wake up from the sleep of negligence, add to our good deeds, and concentrate on improving our hereafter. We should engross ourselves in keeping the fast of Sha'ban with good intentions, so that when our book of deeds is presented in the court of Allah Almighty, we can also be in the state of fasting. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni channel, a very important point mentioned before us in this particular package was that fasting in the month of Sha'ban. And this is another means of preparing for Ramadan. Like I highlighted before as well, that when it comes to preparing for Ramadan, also prepare ourselves physically. Allow your body to get adjusted to the timing of the fast. Within the UK, approximately, it will start off by being a 12-hour fast. From approximately 5 a.m. to 5. Obviously, there will be differences up and down the UK, Scotland, Wales, etc. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've been discussing how to prepare for this blessed month of Ramadan. We've been discussing preparing ourselves physically, psychologically, hearing the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the Sahaba kiram on the arrival of the blessed month of Ramadan. On top of this, I'd like to further also mention that those people who do not fast in Ramadan, we should not take this matter very lightly. Those people, let me just say this, that those people who do have a genuine reason, and they have a reason that is permitted by the Sharia, then my dear viewers, I'm not speaking about those people, because those are exempted by the divine law of Allah Almighty. But those people who do not fast, like I've heard in previous years, you may have heard as well, that there are some students who take exams and they don't keep a fast because of the exams. Those students who are Islamically mature, meaning it's obligatory for them to fast, they say that, oh, because I am because I have my exams, I do not need to fast. Ma'adhallah, this is not the correct understanding of Islam whatsoever. Nobody will ever give this ijazat, because you don't have any, there's no legal ruling, there's no health issue with you that is stopping you. Many people who work, they work in the state of fast as well. Those people have been, alhamdulillah, when I was a student as well in school, etc., we also had the same, and it wasn't difficult, alhamdulillah. This is another thing I wanted to highlight is, when it comes to preparing for Ramadan, I also wanted to speak and touch upon the scientific aspect as well. That when it comes to preparing for Ramadan, we do hear always, alhamdulillah, from Madani channel, we hear regarding preparing in terms of good deeds, saving yourself from sins. And this is very, very important. But if I was to give you some, I would say like this, after doing some research, I found some medical advice that certain foods that you shouldn't be eating at the time of Sahri and Iftar. I would just say, generally speaking, do not overeat in the blessed month of Ramadan, especially at the time of Sahri and Iftari, because this will cause you to become more thirsty during the day and will cause you to be lazy. We also find a lot of people in Ramadan that they sleep through the fast, which is also not recommended. It is not a good thing as well. We should utilize the month of Ramadan as when a guest comes to your house, you shouldn't be asleep. You should look after that guest. You should do as much as you can to give honor to that guest. So similarly, spending the days and nights of Ramadan in performing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In relation to sins that I was discussing prior, there is one narration reported regarding Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Shaykh Khuda, that on one occasion, there was an individual, and this is actually a very powerful narration. Once Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by a grave, and Allah Almighty lifted the veil in his eyes to see the condition of the person in that grave. And he saw that that person in the grave was being punished. This narration is also mentioned in Faizani Ramadan, the Blessing of Ramadan Kitab. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu saw the condition of a person inside the grave. He was being punished. Allah Almighty granted him that power and ability. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was first taken aback by seeing this, and then also that person calling and recognizing Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu raised his blessed hands and said in the court of Allah, "Oh Allah Almighty, please forgive him." It was said to Sayyidina Ali, "Oh Ali, do not intercede for him." Allahu Akbar. Now a question could come in our mind. Why? What happened? What did he do? It was said, this individual, he used to keep fast in Ramadan. So his day was filled with fasting for the sake of Allah Almighty. But at night, he would not refrain from sins. Allahu Akbar. One point I want to mention, this is the punishment for that person in the grave, not even on the day of judgment or in the fire of hell. In the grave, for the individual who fasted during the day, he fulfilled an obligation, but at night he committed sins. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Almighty forgive us all for our major and minor sins. This is the, my dear viewers, the point I also want to mention to you now. This is the outcome of the person who sinned in the nights of Ramadan, but he kept the roze of Ramadan. What about those people without any valid reason of the Sharia who sin by not fasting? They don't even keep the fast of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. What will be their state in the hereafter? So this is where we advise one another, inshallah, to keep the fast of Ramadan. Make an intention now. You know why I say this? Because we will get the reward of the intention even now. So all of us, inshallah, those who are watching, pass this message on to family, friends, and the wider community. Make the intention right from now, if you haven't done so already, that inshallah, I will keep all the fast of Ramadan. The benefit of this is for as long as you have made this intention sincerely in your heart, Allah Pak will grant you the reward. Let's say, Allah Pak protect us, grant us a long life with khair and afiyah, but let's say we pass away. Even though we don't meet Ramadan, we will still get the reward of this Ramadan. Why? Because of our intention, according to our intention. This is why my reviews always make good intentions, inshallah, for carrying out good deeds. So this is where we learn, again, Allahu Akbar, we must protect ourselves from sins as well during the nights of Ramadan and also keep the fast of Ramadan as well. Let us, my dear viewers, remember that this Ramadan could be our last Ramadan. If we really, I do tend to speak directly from the book and speaking from, the narrations. But let me just give you this analogy and thought just from myself here today. That when it comes to our lifespan, we do not know when we're going to leave this world. Look at all those people who we love. May Allah Almighty forgive all of our Muslim deceased. All of those who passed away the previous year, they are not able to reach this Ramadan. And even those who passed away a couple of days ago from our family and friends that we know. I myself participated in a janazah very recently. That individual, those people, they did not know they were going to pass away. Many of them did not know it was sudden. And because of that, they will now not find Ramadan. And they will never be able to attain the reward of Ramadan for themselves and keeping the fast. But we, again, are living right now. At least make the good intention. Because let us know, we do not know if we will even reach this Ramadan. Some people say, and a very beautiful point, my younger brother told me as well. Very valid point and something to all of us reflect and take wisdom from people whenever they give. No matter who gives the wisdom. That truly people today, they say, don't they, that my brother, I'll change when we get to Ramadan. You know, when Ramadan comes, then I will make a change. Then I will fast. Then I will pray my 5 daily salah. Then I will recite the Quran. Then I will learn my deen. When Ramadan comes, but the reality is, my dear respectable viewers, we do not know if we're going to reach Ramadan. Life has no certainty to it. We could be here today, we'll be gone tomorrow. And before we even know it, we will just be in regret that why didn't we change? So I would like to give this message today by the blessings of Madani Channel to really make a sincere repentance. If you have been going on the wrong path, if you have been doing wrong, let's say you haven't prayed your salah today, make a sincere intention and I would say get up now and get ready and go and pray your salah whenever you can. Okay, pray your salah, especially today's salah, and protect your 5 daily salah. My dear viewers, this is the sign of the believers that they pray their salah. Not only this, within the month of Ramadan, we are encouraged to not only pray our obligatory prayers, but the Taraweeh prayer, which is Sunnah Mu'akkada. Thereafter, Tahajjud Salah. We should come towards this, that Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, pray at least 2 raka'at of Tahajjud. So develop the passion, inshallah, to perform even optional acts of worship as well. I would like to now present before you, and this is a question that we should all ask ourselves, that how did my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam spend Ramadan? Isn't this a question we have and a thought that we should have in our heart and mind? How did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our role model, our guide, the best of all of creation, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, spend Ramadan? Well, my dear viewers, in summary of various narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would completely devote himself to the worship of Allah Almighty. Now, this is something, again, that I want us not to overlook. We are talking about who? The greatest of all of creation. The most beloved of Allah Almighty. The most beloved creation of Allah. The final Prophet of Allah. The King of Medina. The one because of whom we will all attain salvation. The Savior of the Muslims. And all of those who believe in him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. that individual, how would he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that blessed personality, spend Ramadan? He would dedicate his time, his days and nights in the worship of Allah Almighty. If this is the status, if this is the importance that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to Ramadan, we as his ummah who love him and should try and follow and emulate in his way, why should we be kept behind from the worship of Allah Almighty then? So this is the very first point. And then it's reported by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would rest less in the blessed month of Ramadan, meaning he would come to his bed less often in the blessed month of Ramadan. And even so, look at this statement, my dear. This really brings chills to the believing people when they hear this. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was, when the month of Ramadan entered, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said that the blessed color and complexion of the prophetic countenance, the blessed face of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would change. His blessed color would change, he will become altered. Why? Allahu Akbar, because of a deep sense of khawfe khuda. His deep sense of fear of Allah Almighty would overcome his blessed and pure and sound heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would cry in this month of Ramadan. How many of us have the sa'adat and privilege of crying within our du'as, within our prayers? Asking Allah Almighty, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent this month not only in praying salah, reciting Quran and crying, but also supplicating abundantly in the court of Allah Almighty. How many of us just now within these days of Sha'ban, how quick do our du'as go? When we are praying after salah, many people, it has been seen in society, they do du'a and then before the imam sahib says ameen, they've done ameen and they're walking out the door of the masjid. Meaning today people are very quick. And I'm not saying that those people who are in a hurry, okay, that's separate. I'm saying when you're alone, when you're at home, when you're praying your nawafil, etc., when you're praying your prayers, when you have no other disturbance, no other important task, sincerely, you should really be sitting there and supplicating in the court of Allah Almighty. Because it could be that one dua that you make there that is a means of all your needs being fulfilled. This is why, my dear viewers, the month of Ramadan should be spent in performing dua. Perform dua, supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty, cry, be sincere, speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass Ramadan, would spend Ramadan in tears, imploring in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His blessed facial color would change. But the ummah today, how do we see Ramadan? As just 30 nights, sahri, iftari, and we just need to not eat anything, drink anything, have marital relations with our spouse from sunrise to sunset. That's what people think that fasting is. This is the basic definition of fasting, not the asal, the reality, the hidden secrets behind fasting. Because my dear viewers, somebody would possibly think that what are the wisdoms behind fasting? Many scholars, they've written lengths in this discussion that one wisdom behind fasting is so that the people who are affluent, who are wealthy, or at least they live without any financial difficulties and they are eating every single day, they can feel the pain that those who are poor feel, the needy, those who are going through financial hardships, those who don't eat on a daily basis, so that we can have ihsas, realization and value their state as well, that they are also part of humanity, they are also part of our Muslim ummah. We should also feel their pain. This is a wisdom behind the fast of the month of Ramadan. Alongside this, one very powerful message of Ramadan and of the fasts is that when we fast, what do we find? We find that our bodies weaken and the arrogance of the ego and all of this, I would say, all of the evil traits of our ego slowly weakens because of the fast. And this is the blessing so that we become humble. It humbles us, the fast humbles us in a physical sense, in a spiritual sense as well. This humility is our main quality, my dear viewers, as humanity. We are meant to be ibad of Allah. We are meant to be servants of Allah. We need to have the sense and the quality of ubudiyah, servanthood. That can only be acquired through brokenness and humility, not through arrogance. Allahu Akbar. So this is again another beautiful wisdom behind the blessed month of Ramadan, and especially the fast of Ramadan. It is also to adopt taqwa, like the Holy Quran tells us that Ramadan is that blessed month. The month of Ramadan is that blessed month in which the noble Quran was revealed. This is the khususiyat again, the blessing and the virtue, the exclusivity of Ramadan. All of the four divinely revealed books were revealed in this blessed month of Ramadan. So again, this month has so much importance to it. And again, like I've highlighted here today, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us by the verse of the Holy Quran that what is the month of Ramadan? It is the month in which the Quran was revealed. This is also another point on how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent Ramadan. He spent the month reciting the Quran. This attachment to the Quran Pak was seen even more so in the blessed month of Ramadan, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do dawr, would have a mutual recitation, revision with Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, if this is the correct word to say. This dawr, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite the Quran and then Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam would listen, and then Sayyiduna Jibreel would recite and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would listen. This is also a huge aspect of Ramadan. So this is the month to attach ourselves to the Holy Quran. But my dear viewers, let us look outside of Ramadan right now before we make some huge intentions, inshallah, and some big plans, but they are not very realistic. What is our current state of, what is our current state with the Holy Quran? Are we reciting the Quran at least on a daily basis? Reciting certain surahs, at least if possible, Surah Mulk, Surah Yasin, Suratul Waqi'ah, Suratul Dukhan, whatever is easy for us. Are we reciting at least a juz a day, a spara a day? If we are not, then I would humbly request that we attach ourselves now. Youngsters and elders, everybody, focus inshallah. And if the entire family does this, what a beautiful scene that is. How amazing is that scene where all of the family members are sitting, or they may be in one room, ideally in one room, but if not, at least they are in their own rooms and they are reciting the Holy Quran. They are reading the Quran, they are learning the Quran. Not only learning, but understanding the Quran. Alhamdulillah, by the blessing of Dawat Islami, we also have the, subhanAllah, translation of the Quran available. Kanzul Iman, we have this readily available. We have Kanzul Irfan, the clear criterion. We have Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan. All of these are English translations and commentaries of the Quran respectively. That these are those works that we can utilize even today and prepare for Ramadan. If you do not have this, then inshallah contact us and we, the brothers inshallah, Madani Channel team, will guide you to where you can obtain these books from. If you go towards our website, www.dawatislami.net, you can find these on PDF version and download them on your devices, etc. Let us utilize these for something good, inshallah. And again, day by day, at least read one verse a day. Amir Ahl Sunnat, the beautiful founder of Dawat Islami, mentions that try your best every day after Salatul Fajr, read three verses with tarjama, with translation and commentary. Every single day, at least three verses. This won't take much time, maybe 10 minutes. And this 10 minutes will increase your knowledge and will draw us closer to the Quran, which will grant us salvation. Remember, my dear viewers, a very beautiful narration actually has just come into my mind. The Prophet ﷺ said, the fasts and the Quran will intercede for the believers on the Day of Judgment. And both of them will, Allahu Akbar, argue and they will mention their points in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will have dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to the person who would fast, Allahu Akbar, and the people who would recite the Quran. Think about this. You want to present, you want to be saved. And how blessed is that state of a person where you have such things like the Quran and the fast that are interceding for you even in the hereafter. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is why. Another point that we learn from how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to spend Ramadan, how our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent Ramadan, it was by reciting the Quran, drawing near to the Quran. So let us place some realistic goals, my dear viewers. Place some realistic goals. Inshallah, start by reciting a few surahs. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. Then try your best to at least recite, let's say, one page a day, 2 pages, 3 pages, 4 pages. And then slowly increase, inshallah, azza wa jalla. You will find that spirituality. You're going to find the sweetness of iman, inshallah, in your heart when you do these actions solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, inshallah azawajalla, I will take another package just to give you some time to refresh yourself, inshallah azawajalla. Thereafter, we'll return with our final conclusion on this beautiful topic in relation to the preparation for Ramadan. Ameen, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِينَ. Actions are based upon endings. Khawateen. Endings here refers to the actions of the person in the final stages of life, just before death. This hadith encourages us to always perform good deeds and to save ourselves from committing sins, lest this evil or sin becomes our final action. We have been warned against self-conceit, as a person does not know whether they will receive good outcome for their actions. This hadith also teaches us that we cannot know whether another person will definitely go to paradise or hell, unless confirmed by the Quran or hadith. Additionally, we come to know that Allah is not in need of anything, and the entire universe is under His ownership. He can make changes within it as He sees fit. This is justice and this is correct. We do not object to Him in any manner. In fact, salvation lies in accepting the will and decree of Allah, respective views of Malaysia. We should always remain mindful of our end. We should always remain concerned of our end, our khatima, our ending. We should pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, the way you have given us faith. We are believers. We believe in you. We believe in the risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in Quran, the day of judgment, hisab, kitab, the accountability, Jannah, as well as Jahannam, angels, all the necessary beliefs, essentials of Islam. Ya Allah, we remain upon these beliefs. When we die with iman intact. May our end is a good end upon iman. The biggest ever treasure and the asset what we have is our iman, our faith. And we should protect this by doing good deeds and avoiding sins. Because إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِ. Actions are based upon endings. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome back to the Views of Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. Today we've been discussing in relation to preparing for Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, we have mentioned a lot of beautiful points at the moment. I'd like to also speak about another beautiful aspect of how our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the blessed month of Ramadan. There is a very beautiful narration cited in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 6 rather, reported by Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhumah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was the most generous of all people, and he was especially generous during Ramadan. Subhanallah. This shows the generosity and the pure nature of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is another thing that I would like to also remind us: performing good deeds, abstaining from sins, again, physically, our diet as well. I did mention a few points rather about the diet. Let me continue on those few points, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So many people have said, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, when it comes to the blessed fast of Ramadan, sahri and iftari are crucial times for us. This is why we should be careful on what we consume. Many health, I would say, professionals have written, drinking plenty of water during these times is very important, and try your best to avoid snacking. The occasional fruit is always good, alhamdulillah. Eating at the time of iftari is very important, to eat the right nutritional foods that's going to help you and will be long lasting as well. Those who take their medications, try your best now to adjust yourself to the sahri iftari timings and work around those, inshallah azza wa jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do so, and may Allah Almighty grant us tawfiq to spend and to keep all of the fasts of the blessed month of Ramadan. My dear viewers, talking about generosity as well, and I mentioned a narration prior that spending in the path of Allah Almighty, rather spending upon your family in the blessed month of Ramadan is like spending in the path of Allah Almighty. So this is where we learn that in this blessed month of Ramadan, we should give wholeheartedly. Now, there is one beautiful topic mentioned within the preparation for Ramadan is zakat. So being generous, being hospitable as well. But I would say more so this mindset of giving zakat is something that is renowned, I would say, you know, across the world. People tend to give zakat during the month of Ramadan. Even though the link with Ramadan is another discussion in of itself, but giving you some beneficial points because time is always against us. When it comes to zakat, we find that in today's time, unfortunately, it's felt that many people, many businessmen and many families, they tend outside of the month of Ramadan not to give their zakat when it's due. And those people who do give, very few will actually speak to the honorable scholars of Islam and attain the correct amount of knowledge regarding their wealth that they have to give in zakat, and so that they can give it properly. So in essence, many people, they do not give their zakat in full, and they only estimate without proper calculation. This is incorrect within Islam as well. And unfortunately, this feeling of not giving the correct amount of zakat normally increases within a person when his money, when he calculates his zakat, and then he comes out to realize, oh, my zakat is coming in the thousands and hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions for certain individuals. Now, the point I'd like to mention here is very beautifully stated by the scholars of Islam, that why doesn't that person really think like this? Those people who have to give hundreds or thousands in zakat. If Allah Almighty has obligated zakat upon me in the hundreds and thousands, or even let's say thousands, it is because Allah Almighty has given me wealth in millions that I am obligated to give it in the thousands and hundreds of thousands. Meaning you have so much money of yours. If zakat is in the millions, again, this is for the rare cases, but still, it must be mentioned, because when zakat is not given accordingly, then harm and I would say turmoil also falls upon the people of the earth as well. When zakat is not given in its correct amount. Let's say a person who has zakat in the millions, then Allah Almighty has granted him wealth in the billions. That's only why his zakat comes out in the millions. If only were to really reflect. And then when you really actually delve deeper into the concept of zakat, how much is zakat? After being free from all necessities of life, so zakat is upon your trade goods, your silver, your gold, your cash, prize bonds, etc. All of the details of which are well known and can be learnt as well. Only 2.5% of those things, of all of that wealth I've just mentioned, zakat is upon only 2.5% of that. And let me try to explain it in another way, my dear viewers of Madani channel. A person's own homes, our homes that we live in, they are excluded, there's no zakat upon them. Our vehicles are excluded, there's no zakat upon them. Those who own factories, the factories are also excluded. Those who own shops, the shops are also excluded. Furthermore, if property has been rented on, there is no zakat on property, on that property itself. Meaning, all of these things, if we were to look at it, if zakat was upon every single thing that we own, then even then zakat would be still upon us. But that's not the case. Zakat is upon certain wealth, that wealth which grows. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And then, my dear viewers, even on this, all of that wealth that only grows, 2.5% of that wealth after an entire year has passed. Allahu Akbar. This is where we learn, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we should not consider zakat as a burden. This is a huge blessing of Allah Almighty. It's a duty upon us to give zakat. And the one who gives zakat, his wealth becomes protected. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all afiyah, khair and afiyah within this dunya. And may Allah Almighty grant us steadfastness upon iman. Also supplicate, my dear viewers, in the court of Allah Almighty, Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa ballighna ramadan bi sihhatin wa afiyah. Oh Allah, grant us blessings in Sha'ban. Allow us to reach the blessed month of Ramadan with good health and afiyah, well-being. And afiyah is a huge word, my dear viewers. Many brothers and sisters who have studied know the meaning of afiyah comprises so many points of goodness, khair, in terms of your physical body, your family, your health, wealth, everything. Alhamdulillah. So always pray for afiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us. And a final point in conclusion, when you are giving your zakat, give your zakat as well to those people who are mustahiq. Give to your close family relatives who you know that they are eligible to collect and take zakat. And after this, remember Dawat Islami in your zakat, in your donations as well. Dawat Islami is, alhamdulillah, an international organization that is carrying out the works of deen in numerous countries, over 100 countries, my dear viewers, of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has produced hundreds and thousands of Hufaz-e Kiram, ulama of the deen in the thousands, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Likewise, Dawat Islami has so many different branches, so many different departments. If we just take FGRF, alhamdulillah, we know how much work Dawat Islami is doing, especially recently within Palestine as well. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to give our wealth and invest it in our own betterment in the hereafter by giving towards Dawat Islami wholeheartedly. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Jalameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, please prepare for the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah Almighty accept all of our preparation. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Jalameen. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.